by Della Fault. Bring it on, Gerard. I can't make you love me, but you can't stop me from loving you. Marie Pearl, George, Candace, up in Sherman this morning. I know you guys up there. Let's see what time it is. Oh, no, breakfast almost over. Now, George, I hope they fed you because they were eating while you were in the back. I just hope you got a chance to get some of that good breakfast they were doing. Noonie and Frank up in Baytown. Hopefully y'all all doing well. Gerard Della Fosse, you can't make you love me. All right, let's do a little bit of Wagon Train. Don't worry about the mule. Just load that wagon down. It don't matter. Put it on there. I can handle it.
Don't you worry about the mule. She load the wagon now. Don't you worry about the mule. She load the wagon. You better watch that old mule now. Yeah, you're right, that old mule gonna pull his load now. We gotta load that wagon. That old mule gotta keep on pulling now. Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon now. Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon now.
That old mule working sun up and sun down. One thing I can say about that old mule, he don't mess around. You load the wagon now. That old mule gotta pull that wagon now. We got a lot of cane to pick up, yo. They used to cut them cans long time ago. High top and low bottom. Don't you worry about the mule. You load the wagon now. Gotta get up early in the morning with that old mule. You don't hear that old mule complain at all. You just work all day long. That old mule gonna get tired.
Rastaman, come on, Rastaman. Where you at, Rastaman? Coming to you.
What a mule.
What a mule. What are we mules?
Irie! Rastafari! Good evening, this is Fred the Rastaman. Coming straight out of the Rastaman.
Morning, Fred.
For your music enjoyments, you know.
Alright!
Coming out on a new CD. Pete Frank, you know. Skank it, girl. Is everybody feeling irate? I say, is everybody feeling irate? Let me see your skanks now.
Do it.
Hey, hey, Darlene, happy birthday to you, lady. Miss Hall this morning. Hopefully you're having a great birthday. I know you're getting all that you want and everything is going to be well. So hang in there. Just be happy. Whatever, this is your day, Darlene. Just do it like you want to do it.
You didn't want it.
Mr. Boozoo Chavis this morning. The twist. Everybody who can do the twist, raise your hand. Uh-oh. Good morning to the R. Dwayne family this morning. I see y'all all gathering together, getting ready to have some gathering fun and enjoy each other. That's a beautiful thing. I got something for you though. I got something for my blues lovers this morning. And I know I got some blues lovers out there.
I've been recording since 1955. And look like I'm just learning now. Sometime I wanna cry. tear won't come down. I got a blues so bad. The break of day, you be coming home with the blues. You got the blues so bad, you wanna holler, but the time a little too small. Oh yeah, the time a little too small. Oh yeah, babe, I've been hurt so bad. I don't know what to do. You won't hurt me no more. You won't hurt me no more. You won't hurt me no more. No way, no way, babe. Let me hear you.
Hey, 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 Cliff. All right, let's do something. Ce matin, pour tous les petits et les grands petits à bois sec, ce matin, on va jouer un CD pour vous autres. Ce matin, on va jouer deux chansons pour vous autres. On va commencer avec Kofa. Oh, somebody need to get up and dance. Come on, Bert. Go fast, je vais pas danser.
Thank you. Give a shout out to three of the city parish employees.
Is that right?
They were doing they did an excellent job, and they are excellent employees. Mrs. Journette and Mr. Hebert and Mr. I can't pronounce his last name, and he's got a funny last name, Clarice or Clarice or Clarice or something like that. But anyway, I just want to holler at you and say it was a pleasure having a conversation with all of you, and you did an excellent, excellent job in fixing up the problem that my neighbor had, the sewage problem that my neighbor
had. Who caused the problem?
I don't know.
Can you just say the person who caused the problem is the first one to say he don't know what happened? No. I don't know what happened. Well, how you knew to call?
I didn't call. My neighbor did.
Oh, so he saw you do it.
I was just there. My neighbor called to say that he had a problem with the sewage drainage. And so he called, but the connection is the same side of my property. So I was just having a conversation. I went out there and have a conversation. As you know, well, you know, I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, you're going to talk.
I'm going to go and talk to them. And so, but I was observing, see what they were doing. And they did... an excellent job.
They do a good job.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, and they work very quiet. Man.
Well, that's good. How many of them was that?
There's three.
Three?
Yeah. Then there's a supervisor that passed by.
Oh, he don't get on.
He just looked out of his truck and through the window, and he just kind of peeped over.
It's hot. It's hot. He ain't coming out that truck.
No,
that's not his job.
And
Stay cool, make decisions.
I just told him, I said, you have three excellent employees over here.
You think that's going to get them a raise?
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah.
5%. Oh, yeah. At least. I also want to say hello to Ben in Omaha, Nebraska.
Ben in Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Ben. Okay, what's going on with Ben in Omaha, Nebraska?
Ben works for Cox Communication.
Okay.
And I had called him for a little problem.
And he took it.
Yeah, and he took care of the problem. But he said, while he was taking care of the problem, he said, what are you going to do? What you got planned for this weekend? You know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I got to host my radio program. Oh, what kind of radio program is that? And I told him what it was. He wasn't familiar with Zydeco. But he said that he would be tuning in.
Okay. There is a cornhole tournament. Why you close your eyes when I said
that? Say that again?
A cornhole tournament.
Corn? Like a
corn.
C-O-R-N?
Yes. Cornhole tournament.
Tournament. So they horn corn?
No. No.
What is it, though?
It is a, you know, it's they got this new thing where you put corn in a sack, a little small sack, and you throw it in a hole.
In a hole?
Yeah. That's what I said, a cornhole tournament.
I thought you said hole.
I said corn hole. No, cornhole tournament.
Oh.
You knew what that was?
Well, no, not really.
Okay, well, then why make such an impression and you didn't know what it was?
Well, I'm trying to say, but you know, you put corn in a sack, in a small sack.
Uh-huh, and you throw it in the hole. And it's a tournament.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is the hole on the ground?
Oh, the horn, you know, they build a thing that's kind of up, and then they build a little hole, and then you try to put the corn.
Yeah,
that's going to be in Erath.
Yeah.
That's going on in Erath. And you can, if you want to go, you can participate.
Okay.
It's on the 31st of July.
So that's a Saturday.
31st. And registration starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, so, and that's for everyone. And that's at Our Lady Lord's Catholic Church, who is sponsoring this. It's their festival that's going to be going on in Erath on July the 31st. A cornhole tournament.
I did have to ask also to explain to me what you're saying. I see it on television.
Okay.
And I had planned to have the kids make one
in
school so we can just to have some little fun time.
That's a good deal. And it's not that difficult to make.
Yeah, it's a board that is probably about 18, it's about 24 by 18 inches or something like that. And it has an incline.
Uh-huh.
And it has a hole on the upper incline of it. And you just stand so many feet from it. And I did get the direction and all of the
dimensions
of it.
Yeah.
About how do you... And, oh, so they're going to have one.
They're going to have one July the 31st.
That should be fun
to see. That's
going to
be in Erath, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And that will be happening on July the 31st, registration 7:30. And so they're going to be he invited everybody that's a Catholic. I mean, everybody is not just the Catholic. Yeah. But I'm talking about the higher level Catholic people, you know, like the bishop and the priest and all of those.
It reminds me that just about the Valo family. The Valo family lives around Erath, the Grosseal area. So I just want to say good morning to the Valo family and the Hunsberry and the Zeno family up in the Grosseal.
Speaking of Zeno.
Yeah.
Where's our Zeno buddy at?
Lee Allen Zeno?
Lee Allen Zeno.
He just sent an email, text this morning, and he wanted to say everything, good job.
Good, we haven't heard of him.
And he said he asked me to tell you hello for him.
Well, good. So, and come by and visit. You know, we can actually take a guest in now.
Yeah.
So if you call, you want to come in on a Saturday, we'd be more than glad. I mean, we haven't had anyone since the pandemic, and it looked like we're going double Dutch on the pandemic, like we're fixing to do it again.
Oh, man.
It's starting all over again, you know. So you got to stay protective at all times. Justin, I'm sorry we didn't find your song yet, but Justin wanted to say good morning to everyone, especially to his caretakers, Ursula and Kendra LaFleur. He wanted to make sure that they know that he really cares about the things that they're doing and that they're doing a good job. And John Simeon called this morning. Let's see. We got a few other people. The Ardway family is having their little family reunion at the old place today. And so that should be a real fun deal for them.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, they're cooking and they're cooking and they're cooking.
And also, they're all musicians.
They're all musicians, so you know they're going to be playing. That's Chris Alduin, then Sean Alduin, all of them. You know, the whole family. So I'm sure they're going to be playing some music, too, this afternoon.
It should be nice.
So it should be a good thing. And I know it's going to be hot and sweaty. Get the towels and wipe your face.
Yeah, that's all it is, too.
But they got plenty of trees, so they're going
to
be
They're accustomed to that anyway. Yeah. So what? You know, there's a lot of... And when you from the country, you become acclimated to the heat.
Yeah, you know how to keep yourself cool.
Right.
You sweat.
That's all
you got to do is sweat.
And look, don't go get yourself a cold bottle of water. Go get yourself a room temperature bottle and drink it all. And it's all refresh you. But do not get that cold and think it's going to... You're going to get a heart attack.
Which is too cold.
It's too cold.
You're trying to bring the body down.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Fast. Just get yourself a room temperature bottle. And that will take care of the matter there.
Well, that's good. I hope you guys have a great day. Yeah. Good family reunion. I know you guys really deserve it. Y'all have been really keeping up with everything. And Russell been keeping up with the place, so that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they always have a place to go. Okay. So JT, good morning to you up in Big Mamu this morning. Hopefully all is going well.
And Dexter, getting a conique.
Yeah, that's right. Dexter out there playing. And
Floyd, how are you doing? Oh, Floyd lost an uncle, too.
Oh, he did.
The funeral is today.
Oh, really? Mother, father's side?
On his mother's side.
Okay.
That he did. And so he's going, I know he's in the funeral right now. I want to say good morning to my sons, John and Joey. And, of course, my wife, good morning to you. And my nephews and niece throughout the country, just say good morning to all of them.
Oh, yeah. And another, you said there's a service going on in Mallet today for Sandra Katie Papillon, that they had her services in Texas, and then they're bringing her to Mallet. Sandra Katie Papillon, they're doing her services today, and probably going on right now in Mallet, and she passed away. So just wanted to send the condolences out to their family. And anyway, take care of yourself, and let's play some more music, and we'll come back. And we got about 14 minutes left.
Yeah, we got about 14 minutes left for the program, and just stay tuned, whatever you do right now.
I once met a girl, her mom was a bear, her old daddy must have been a gorilla. I woke up in the morning, face to face, I said, oh my God, I slept with a bearilla. Wasn't mine.
This morning out of Big Elton, Louisiana.
I'm in love with you, baby. Can't even call your name.
Jewel of the Bayou CD.
Oh,
morning to Luann and Charles this morning. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Letonia and Red. Well, Letonia, you out the country. No, you're not really. Good morning, Margaret. Forty years, Luann. Happy anniversary, if it's real.
I hate to tell you,
if I got it right.
My phone ring off the hook. I make you burn. You don't have to worry. I'm not that kind of man. I'm not that kind of man.
We just wanted to congratulate Dean on his retirement as a
retirement yesterday
after 30 years up in Colorado. Now he can go play ice hockey more than anything.
Ice hockey.
Yeah.
Well, there go to broke. I mean nothing. Good luck. Good luck.
Well, good luck and best wishes on your future in your future.
Well, stay cool. Check on the elderly.
That's right.
Make sure that they stay cool because it's getting hotter. It's not getting hot.
It is hot out there.
It is hot.
It's a little heat. But anyway, Don't forget to join us again this coming Saturday. We'll be back again at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. In the meantime, stay tuned for Zydeco Stomp coming up at 12 noon. MC and I says, y'all be safe.
Happy birthday, Darlene in Lake Charles. Trooper Williams, have a great day, sir. Kevin Guillory, I know you're probably at a funeral. Somebody going to tell you we say hello. Donald Cravens, good morning to you.
Feast your ears on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms with Steve Craig later today, right after Born on the Bayou on KRVS 88.7 and KRVS.org.
Listen to music from the land of the rising sun with Japan Jukebox, Monday at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m., only on KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
Sounds and Instruments. Discover them Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on the Minor Chord here on KRVS.
Support comes from the Vermilionville Museum and Folklife Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.